Hollywood rolls out the summer blockbuster season today with a high-tech sci-fi action comedy starring Bruce Willis. John Powers has a review of The Fifth Element.
A few years ago, I asked a well-known European director whether he'd ever thought of working in Hollywood. He said yes, but then added that he'd never do it because he knew it wouldn't work out. It's easy to make a movie in America, he said. What's hard is to make an American movie. Which brings us to The Fifth Element, a goofy new science fiction film by the French director Luc Besson. The movie takes place in a 23rd century where people scud around in jet-powered cars and space stations have become pleasure factories like Vegas. There's one big problem, though. Evil aliens are heading toward Earth with plans of destroying life itself. The one thing that can stop them is a set of four stones, each representing one of the Greek elements, plus a mysterious fifth element able to unleash the cosmic power of the other four. This fifth element turns out to be Lilu, a punky outer space babe played by Mila Jovovich, one of the rare models who's able to act and look beautiful at the same time. Lilu needs to get the other four elements before they're snatched by a wicked tycoon named Zorg, played by Gary Oldman, whose southern drawl is as thick as a man gargling grits. Luckily, Lilu meets up with Corbin Dallas, a retired soldier who now drives a taxi. This is the film's star, Bruce Willis, who's decked out in yellow hair and his trademark smirk. Corbin becomes Lilu's protector from the moment she literally drops into his cab. And though she doesn't speak in recognizable words, a weird romance starts to develop, beginning when Corbin startles her awake by kissing her as she sleeps.
Hey, lady. Wake up.
You're right. I shouldn't have done that. It was wrong to kiss you. But he said, wake up gently.
You're right.
I thought you might remember me from the cab. Remember? Bada boom. Big bada boom.
Boom?
Boom. Big bada boom in the cab here. Look, like, I drive a cab. This is me. Corbin Dallas. Corbin. You understand? Here. You take it. Go ahead. You can call me when you learn how to speak English. Just kidding. Kidding.
Over in Europe, Luc Besson, who's best known here for La Femme Nikita, is a superstar director, sort of a Gallic Steven Spielberg. He's nothing if not a crowd pleaser, and he stuffs The Fifth Element with amusing things. He gives us hot-tempered mercenaries with the heads of dogs and sly monologues on the social benefits of mass destruction. He wins Gary Oldman's funniest performance in ages and serves up an extended shtick involving a black drag queen, played by Chris Tucker, whose exuberant shamelessness eventually makes you laugh. He offers us an African-American president of Earth who speaks in the dialect of a homeboy, and he dwells on the witty costumes of designer Jean-Paul Gaultier, whose clothes suit the year 2259 at least as well as they do 1997. All these goodies, plus the loony lavishness of Besson's conception of the future, kept me amused through most of the film. And yet, at the heart of the movie, something feels terribly off. The trouble is that for all its Hollywood grandiosity, this isn't really an American movie. It's a European copy of an American movie. Although the producers are trumpeting the digital effects, The Fifth Element looks unintentionally cheap and tatty. Next to movies like Batman, Brazil, or Blade Runner, it seems like a big slab of Euro cheese. Worse still, the movie lacks the giddy snap of American pop culture. Pictures like Star Wars or Raiders of the Lost Ark jack us up with their energy and carry us along almost bodily. They hit everything. Jokes, stunts, sentimental high notes, right on the emotional button. They're as precisely tooled as the locks at Fort Knox. Besson's cockeyed film is not. It's slow, digressive, and strangely bloated. So caveat emptor, all you fans of Bruce Willis and exploding high-rises. The Fifth Element is being marketed as a big summer blockbuster, but it's essentially a jokey little art film with a case of elephantiasis.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.